number 5.
Run MJD.
In week 3 at Indianapolis, running back Maurice Jones-Drew found the end zone on the ground for the first time in 2012 and at the same time rewrote the Jaguars record book. In the third quarter, on a 1st-and-10 play at the Jaguars' 41-yard line, Jones-Drew took a handoff from Blaine Gabbert and weaved through the Colts' defense untouched, sprinting to a 59-yard touchdown while celebrating over the final 5 yards. With his 63rd career rushing touchdown, Jones-Drew surpassed Fred Taylor on the Jaguars' all-time rushing touchdown list.
Gabbert hands the ball off, and up the middle goes Maurice, and there he goes with a big hole. He's on the run. They will not catch him. Maurice is off to the races. 15, 10, 5, touchdown Jacksonville. 59 yards for Maurice Jones-Drew, his first rushing touchdown of the season. He made it look easy.
It's called God's play. It's called God's play. It's 32 power. That's it. That's our bread and butter. They did a great job blocking. I didn't get touched. So when you don't get touched, you gotta make a defense pay.
Jeff Loggeman has the analysis.
Kind of surprising that we're on play number 5 and we haven't had a Maurice Jones-Drew play yet. Well, we've finally gotten to one with Maurice Jones-Drew's long touchdown run against the Indianapolis Colts. And Maurice described this play, said, look, this is a simple play. It's a 32 power. And he said, hey, it's God's play. Well, this is Maurice Jones-Drew play. And I want you to watch why this play worked. Watch the double team with tight end Mercedes Lewis and right tackle Guy Wimper working against the defensive end 90 here. Look at the double team. And not only do they do a great job of taking him down to the ground with the double team, but that double team knocks off the backside linebacker 50, prevents him from coming over to the other side. You also have a real nice block by the pulling guard, Brewster coming around and knocking off Robert Mathis, as well as another linebacker. And Maurice Jones-Drew doesn't even get touched for this long run, and he has to run through the shadows to do it. But a great play by Maurice Jones-Drew. And again, very surprising. We haven't had one yet, but that's what happens when you have an injured superstar.